Today we're going to meet a group of student engineers using their technological training to help communities thousands of miles from Missouri S&T and the 175 U.S. campuses with student chapters of Engineers Without Borders. One such group spent their recent Thanksgiving break in Nahuelate, Guatemala. The rural Central American community is where a succession of student teams from RALA have worked since 2008. Their goal? To bring clean drinking water to thousands who now rely on the village's namesake river or shallow wells and springs susceptible to contamination.
Well, we have been here for about 8 years, and we're finally reaching some milestones. The first milestone reached day before yesterday was that submersible pump was installed. That is a pump with a 20 horsepower motor that requires three-phase 480 voltage power, 230 volt differential. So we're trying to get power from the utility company in Eruate, and the contractors here trying to hook it up. So we actually tested the pump with a generator before the power was installed. That was very successful.
That's Ronaldo Luna, the St. Louis University professor, civil engineering chair, and native Guatemalan, has been coming to Nahuelate since the project's start, back when he taught at Missouri S&T. Professional mentors like Luna and a second St. Louis engineer who joined the group in Guatemala help guide the EWB projects. Community members determine what's most needed, but the students are squarely in charge, for better or worse.
Going back this way. Somewhere back this way. Keep going.
You mean where you put all the dirt?
Yeah.
You guys found the pipe over here?
Yeah.
Here's sophomore civil engineering major Chad Burton.
We finally got water up to the tank for the first time. We only blew up the pipes twice, but sooner or later we were successful. Come around 6 o'clock, it was getting dark, and we had our first water in the tank and cleaned it out and then released it into the distribution system. And that was just like the most exciting thing ever.
Burton told me after the trip that he was actually planning to step aside from the student group before traveling to Guatemala, where team members slept on a church floor after days spent laying pipe, hauling dirt, and testing the water for chemicals. But like many of the college kids who venture outside their comfort zones on such calls to service, Chad's perspective has shifted. His cell phone screensaver displays a photo of new pal David, the 6-year-old son of the church pastor who hosted the Missouri S&T team.
Like I said, it was a life-changing experience. It really opened my eyes to what I want to do and what I enjoy doing. I don't know, we take so many things for granted, and still a lot of people are kind of unhappy, but these people have, I guess, so much less than we do, but I would say are 1,000 times happier than your average U.S. citizen.
The roots of Engineers Without Borders extend to Boulder, Colorado, where civil engineering professor Bernard Amade organized a trip to the Belize village of San Pablo in 2000 after one of his gardeners described the lack of running water and sanitation back home. The nonprofit EWB USA was created in 2002, joining longer-standing counterparts such as Ingenieurs Sans Frontières in France. Kathy Leslie, the U.S. organization's executive director, says that Engineers Without Borders offers the sort of real-world lessons that textbooks can't match.
I thought engineering education did a really good job of teaching the kind of foundation of technical competency, but I thought it really lacked kind of the application and the connection to real people of why you needed that technical competency. It did a really good job of teaching you how to answer questions and how to solve problems, but it really kind of lacked the why and the so what. The big so what questions are really hard to keep forefront in your mind. And the best way to blaze that in your memory is to actually go out in those communities and see how much it matters to a family that really struggles with a lack of that infrastructure, quite frankly. And so I think EWB is really good at creating that connection.
Like Habitat for Humanity, the Ice Bucket Challenge, or Kickstarter campaigns, the nonprofit engineering organization is the beneficiary of the millennial generation's commitment to good works. More than simply a network of successful student groups, Engineers Without Borders and its members consider their work to be part of a larger social movement. Its adherents readily acknowledge that making such connections hasn't always been at the forefront for engineers.
GWD, I think, brings kind of passion and emotion back into the engineering profession, maybe in a way that is kind of hard to find. I think engineers are really kind of passionate folks, but we don't express it really well. Engineers, historically, that's not a word you hear about us very often. We're known as being really good at math and science, right? And so I think it's part of kind of that changing the conversation about our profession in a way that really starts to talk about what we do. We are good at math and science, but we're also good at a lot of other things, and we're really passionate about what we do, and we're really passionate about protecting the public health, safety, and welfare. And that's more than protecting the current generation's health, safety, and welfare. It's about the future generation's health, safety, and welfare. And I think that's something that a lot of people underestimate about our profession. And so we have this movement, and certainly the millennials, I think, express it very well about, you know, bringing all their creativity and their energy, and it is more of a movement than it ever has been before, and that movement is really connected in a social way than it never has been before.
On campus, academic leaders are responding to that movement with a growing number of classes for those looking to add the discipline of humanitarian engineering to their diplomas. Penn State, Dartmouth, Dayton, Ohio State, and Missouri S&T are just some of the universities to add humanitarian engineering programs of late.
I think, you know, the new engineering education moving forward, I think, really has to be a blend of not only the technical foundation that the academic institutions provide, but some of the extracurricular type of experiences that organizations like EWB, and we're certainly not the only one, provide. And I think moving forward in the future, we need to figure out a way to blend those two things in a way that they're not separate. I think the world of tomorrow is going to think in terms of creating solutions to issues like food security or earthquakes or water scarcity, and they're really not going to think in terms of civil engineering or mechanical engineering or agriculture. And so that's the student that we're looking to create. So I think we're on the tip of a fundamental change, and I'm not exactly sure how it's going to shake out.
The Nahua Latte Project, one of four being worked on by the Missouri S&T EWB chapter, will wind down in the next year. Its impact, both in Guatemala and here in the U.S., will linger substantially longer. Just ask St. Louis University Professor Ronaldo Luna.
Seeing students grow, seeing the family here at the church grow, and how we have seen a baby in the womb being born here, and now he's playing soccer here with my friend. That's always, the human aspects are the most rewarding ones.